Membership drives at public radio stations can be predictable, mundane affairs.
Well, the pledge line number is 721-5011, and for you people who...
But back in the 1970s, a DJ at Tiny KFAI Radio decided to mix things up a bit. Instead of offering listeners tote bags, he offered them John Cage. Yes, that John Cage.
For a what we used to call pledge marathon, I got the idea to ask him to compose a piece for us.
That's Dick Paskey. He was a big fan of Cage's work, including his 1952 composition that was 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. He called it 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Others called it ambient noise. It depends on your point of view. In 1979, Paskey wrote a letter to Cage at 101 West 18th Street, Apartment 5B, New York, New York, asking him to create something for the radio. But several weeks later, a pink telegram arrived in Paskey's mailbox.
He used these mailogram things with carbon copies. It had a message on the left side and a space for reply on the right side. He responded and said that he'd write a piece for us.
Here's Paskey reading from Cage's reply.
I will make a composition for you having either a specific time length or of indeterminate length and involving or not alterations of tone controls and amplitude controls. How many people do you have to operate the machines? Can you transfer the music of mine you listed from disc to tape and to cassette? Do you also, as I'm sure you do, have a library of tapes and cassettes? There's no reason why all the material used is mine. The telephone line can be used, but will be subject to being turned off, as will the mic on the street, or mics. There should be a stopwatch in each performer's view with seconds.
In the end, Cage asked KFAI to round up at least 4 people at 11 sound sources. Tape machines, cassettes, microphones, that sort of thing. To make specific sounds at various time intervals. Hence the stopwatches. Jill Dawes is a music professor at Augsburg College.
It's like a radio program within a radio program. He has created a radio program from a radio program, and it's being transmitted live. So it's a radio program of a radio program, deconstructed by John Cage, if that makes sense. It's almost like an opera within an opera, or a story, the kind of story that you're reading the story and then you find out, oh, at the end it was all a dream, so it was a story within a story. And I can imagine the dimensions of that really appealed to him in the kinds of questions he was exploring about the parameters of things and how technology really interacts with people. Is there still serendipity or elements of beyond our control, even within technology, which seems so controlled?
Cage called the composition he wrote for KFAI's Pledge Marathon Paragraphs of Fresh Air. It was performed live, according to Cage's exact specifications, on October 11, 1979. Dick Paskey assigned himself the role of the vocalist who does not use vibrato.
The reason we needed that was because at the time, KFAI's transmitter would automatically shut off if there was more than 30 seconds of dead air. So I had to sit there with a stopwatch, and if there was no sound within any 30-second interval, I would have to come in being the vocalist who does not use vibrato.
Duh.
The score also included 42 instructional cards to be used during the two-hour on-air performance. Nancy Rupenthal was at KFAI that day and participated in the piece.
During the actual performance, we drew cards randomly from the deck, and each card had a sound source, an amplitude, and a time duration on it, and that's what we did.
The piece challenged the parameters of radio broadcasting. Long stretches of silence were interrupted by bursts of pre-recorded sound, vocal improvisation, and the operator's chosen sound sources. Again, Nancy Rupenthal.
Where we had choice was in selecting what we wanted to use as our sound source.
Another of the performers that day chose a suspended cymbal. Here's Mike Pekovich.
I remember one of the things was we had the little cards. I asked Richard, you know, about some of the notations on it and what they meant and, you know, like the duration and et cetera. I don't know what got into me, but I picked up a mallet and I started hitting a suspended cymbal. And I just was hitting the cymbal, and I just kept going on. All the time I was wondering, is this my ego coming out, which shouldn't happen with John Cage, or was it just random?
And I'll tell you, you only hear part of it there. I mean, Mike went on for a long, long time banging on that gong fortissimo.
Although Cage's composition may have seemed random and nonsensical to many listeners, Jill Dawes, she's the college professor, says that's missing the point.
The literal quality of the text or the message of the language was not so important, possibly, that it was the sounds, that maybe that was the improvisatory element, is that you were supposed to look at the words as a combination of sounds and read it for the shapes of the sounds. What's interesting is that then you hear sort of moments of serendipity and then moments that you cannot plan at all. So the microphone on Lake Street, you don't know what's going to happen. It's kind of like the magnetic poetry on my door right now, that it gets reorganized. And then there are moments that happen that are gorgeous or not. And it kind of doesn't matter.
It's impossible to say how many people heard Paragraphs of Fresh Air during its debut broadcast on KFAI. It's equally impossible to count how many of those who tuned in stayed tuned in.
You know, KFAI's audience was very small back then. And, you know, the music is not your typical fare.
What we do know is that if you weren't listening that night, you'll never hear the full performance again. Only a portion of that 2-hour performance survived the tape.
The person who was recording this on a reel-to-reel deck didn't know that it was a half-track machine, not a quarter-track machine. So once you recorded it, you couldn't turn it over and then record 2 more tracks.
The excerpts from Paragraphs of Fresh Air used in this story were captured on cassette by radio station volunteer David Stenzel. When asked about it 3 decades later, he says he has no memory of having recorded the broadcast, and somehow that seems perfect.
You've just heard the premiere and the only performance of Paragraphs of Fresh Air, composed by John Cage, for our Fresh Air Fall Marathon.
For KFAI, I'm Mason Butler.